Meeting will come to order. Representative Fitzsimmons, would you like to make the motion to approve the minutes of February 12th?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. I'd make a motion to approve the committee minutes of February 12th.
Are there any objections, corrections, or otherwise? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are adopted. We're pulling from the mason jar on the back door step of Funkin' Wagnalls, where we store our bills when they're not here on the floor. And that is, we're going to pull House File 146, Howell, Trunk Highway 23, designated as Officer Tom Decker Memorial Highway, for consideration again. Since I placed it in that mason jar, I will call it forth, and we will move to a vote on that. Unless there are any objections to that, because everyone heard the testimony, we're going to set it loose on its own path, and the motion would be to approve it and send it to the General Register. All in favor, are there any objections to that? All in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The bill is on its way. Thank you. The next bill we're looking at, but before we get started on these special license plates, there's a piece in your, two pieces as a matter of fact, and I'd like everybody to take a minute or two and just take a look at that. There's one that talks about certain special plates authorizations discontinuous, and it's pretty rigorous when you come down to it. It isn't just a matter of setting it up, but you can take a quick look at that, and it's pretty prescriptive as to what a new plate should look like and how it should proceed. The other one explains why this was drafted in the first place, because a lot of the plates that come up don't pay for themselves. Let's see. There were two pages of special here, and there are some, as you will notice, there are only the U of M at Crookston, for instance, has zero plates, or how many is it? Total current in the fleet is four. And that all costs money to generate the bills and make them make and offer them to the public. But they are obviously not playing for themselves. I think since I left here, we've added another page or two to the list. As Representative Leader and I had an agreement that we weren't going to do any unless there's dire need. So, with that in mind, I don't know if you have any questions or not, but these are not, just because you have a good idea doesn't mean that it's going to get done, because there's costs of the state, and there's continuing costs where there are not enough purchases to make it a viable option. With that said, and quickly, as I said, why don't we move to House File 289 with Representative Fisher. Representative Dorhall, would you like to place the bill in consideration for the committee?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Move to place House File in for consideration.
All right.
289.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, same sign. Representative Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. The proposal that you see in front of you today does a couple of things. Number one is it sets up a official process to make sure there will be a report coming back to the legislature on a regular basis, reporting what kind of special plates have been issued, what the incomes are, the numbers, all those type of things for future reference. Another part of the bill, and this is the main reason why I'm here today, is to establish another set of license plates to encourage donations for people to donate organs for people who need transplants in the future. This came to my attention during the campaign when one of my constituents had gone through a transplant, and I have her with me today to tell the story. But it's something that we want to make sure to help raise people's awareness. That's one of the main reasons that we're doing this, so that people are aware, and hopefully that will encourage more donations in the future. So if it's okay with the chair, would it be all right if I had my constituent introduce herself and give her testimony?
Fine. If she would tell her who she is, and for the tape, we'd be appreciative.
Good afternoon. My name is Melody Galshute. I reside in Maplewood, Minnesota. I'm a double lung transplant recipient. I received new lungs from a donor in Illinois in December of 2011. I was dual listed at both the University of Minnesota and Loyola Medical Center in Chicago, and Loyola called first. I had a set of lungs. WCCO-TV reported last year that at any given time, over 3,000 Minnesotans await a transplant. As a member of the transplant community, my husband and I became aware of state-issued license plates supporting organ donation in states such as Colorado, Illinois, and there are several others. In our discussions with other transplant recipients, the state-issued license plates have raised more awareness of organ donation in those states that have donation plates. The wait for an organ can be years in duration. Programs that advocate donation or raise awareness need to be seriously considered, and I urge members of the legislature to support such an action. Thank you.
You have another witness, or?
Yes, Chair. I do have another witness, Susan Mal Larson.
Welcome to the committee, Ms. Larson. Please identify yourself for the tape.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Susan Mal Larson, and I am the Director of Public Affairs for LifeSource, and I'm happy to be here today to express our support for House File 289. LifeSource is a nonprofit organization dedicated to saving lives and offering hope and healing through excellence in organ and tissue donation. We are actually designated by the federal government to manage all organ donation cases which occur after death in the state of Minnesota. We also facilitate the tissue donation cases that occur in partnership with the hospitals. So what this means, doing this work, is really grants us the honor of working with donors and their families who, at a time of great tragedy, reach out and offer hope and life to those in need. We also get the great joy of meeting with recipients who get the second chance of life through the gifts of transplantation. These individuals, these donor family members and recipients, like the one you just met, are very proud to be part of this life-saving mission, and they've come to us frequently through the years to ask us for a means to really publicly express their pride in what they have taken part in, their pride in what their loved ones have been able to give, and wanting to express this in a very public way. So having a Donate Life license plate would allow our citizens and our constituents who want to do that support, express their support for donation. So thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony. I don't know if you've seen this chart, but it's very interesting that the number of special plates, of which there are fewer than 100, that have been purchased or issued, I should say, issued. And I just wonder if you're aware, of that. I mean, it doesn't seem like a ready-made source of support or funds or anything like that. It's not even going to, it's not a pin drop in terms of the impact.
The work we do takes a lot of people coming together as a community and supporting donation. And you're right, this might be a small piece, but I think it's one piece in a very comprehensive effort that will really help people and will be another means for people to see that donation as support is important.
And Mr. Chair, then a follow-up, please. I'm reading about a statute. The statute does require the $20,000 contribution then currently, a current statute says the requesting group has to come up with $20,000 to pay for the cost of developing the plate. That's what I what I'm reading here. Is that right?
Bill, I think is written for a waiver.
Are we waiving that, or?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm misunderstanding what I'm hearing from Representative Runback. Is this something that is in current statute, or is she referring to something in what is being proposed?
Well, it's in current statute, but there is a provision for waiver on that, and maybe council can explain that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Runbeck, under current law, there are a set of requirements for application for a new special plate, and one of those is a $20,000 fee. Current law also provides an exemption from that fee if there's a mechanism built into the special plate proposal that covers the department's administrative costs in implementing the fee. And there is a provision of that nature in this bill. If you take a look at lines 2.32 to 2.35, the way the bill works is allocating the first dollars that are provided via the donation to the department to cover their administrative costs. So that could be interpreted as meeting the exception towards the $20,000 fee.
Representative Runbeck.
Well, Mr. Chair, I understand what we're doing, and it's always a good cause. I mean, I guess I think we have to think about the practical, and I would encourage the LifeSource folks to take a look at, you know, this information that we have, which would really indicate that there are very few plates of the special plates that that are issued in any significant quantity. The, you know, critical habitat, they get up to 35,000 actually of one of them. Most of them, though, are under 100.
Yeah. Thank you for that information. I think it's important to look at that. And as I stated, too, I know that we have many, many people that we serve who are interested in these plates, and so it's really for them that we want to make this happen.
Actually, I think this is a surprise to a lot of people, that statute and the list of people. I remembered it, so I asked Mr. Shearer to pick it out of the woodwork and bring it to us so we could take a look at it today. And I don't think it's possible that the bills before us can and meet the test here, especially if they're waived, the $20,000 is waived and they meet the other requirements. But I thought we ought to be aware of that, because there is that big fat list of special plates that have not been successful, are not being successful, or whatever. So just for information, I thought everybody ought to know about that, because everybody's got a bill in the back of their mind that they, or someone they'd like to honor on the back of a plate. So there we are.
Mr. Chair, if I could just add to that, I think that's very important, and if this were to pass, I think we would need to do our due diligence to contact those people and find out why those plates weren't successful. Maybe we can do something differently than they've done to make this one successful.
Are there any other questions or comments or concerns? If not, I will lay House File 289 over for additional consideration, and it goes to that special place on Funk and Wagnall's back porch in the mason jar. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair of the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Not here? Okay. Is he coming? Representative Simonson, House File 199. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move House File 199 for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill.
Thank you.
And you should also have in your packet 199A1 amendment. It's an author's amendment. And I would move that amendment.
Okay. You'd like to move amendment H0199A1.
Correct.
All right. All in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now we have the bill in the form that the author would like to see, and please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, committee, for hearing House File 199. I want to draw your attention also in the packet. We prepared fiscal note for this particular bill, and I understand the point about special plates and the cost and the low usage and low utilization, but I think that this particular bill has been written modeling after the current provision for active firefighter plates that are in use across the state, and assumes makes some assumptions based on that. But the purpose and point of the bill, the way it's written, is that it becomes a cost-neutral provision with essentially a wash at the end, as you can see by the fiscal note. But I'll walk through the bill real quick. Very basically has two provisions. It clarifies that other special plates that may replace these special firefighter plates removed from a vehicle in an instance that the vehicle owner is no longer the member of a fire department or when the vehicle is transferred to another owner. So essentially, once an active firefighter retires, they would be eligible with a letter from the fire chief for this new special plate identifying themselves as a retired firefighter. The bill specifies that this retired individual would be eligible if they A, served as a firefighter for 10 or more years, B, concluded their service in good standing, and C, paid the fee for each set of special plates and any other required fees and taxes.
I thought this was a separate one.
The bill further talks about that the special plate must have a different design and be distinguishable from the existing firefighter's special plate. Okay. And the fiscal note that I referenced earlier anticipates that approximately 11,800 of these plates would be issued in the first year that a new plate were available, and approximately 2,150 in subsequent years with an assumption of a plate fee of $10 and mail handling cost of $10. And just as a final note, as of June of 2012, over 14,000 firefighter special plates have been issued for passenger vehicles and motorcycles, making this one of the most popular types of special plates for members of a particular profession or group. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Questions? Representative Newberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Simonson, I just had a quick question here. When I was looking at this, this looks good, but how are you going to, it says here on 2.25 and 2.26, as you get into the kind of the meat and potatoes of this, the separated and good standing, how is that going to be determined? Is it just a letter from the chief, or how does that work, and who does that go to? Just kind of flesh that out for me, if you would.
And Mr. Chair, Representative Newberger, great question. And the amendment that we just did on line 2.24 of page 2, essentially that's the letter that we're talking about here. It would be a letter from the fire chief. And when you go to get the plate, the person at the counter would be expecting to see a letter that indicated that AU separated on good terms and had 10 or more years of service.
Other questions or concerns?
Mr. Chair, we do not have a fiscal note. I don't know if anyone, or I don't. I think the ones around me don't either. I don't know.
That's I think I heard from our fiscal go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Representative Runbeck, I had ordered a fiscal note. I wasn't expecting one to be ready, but apparently someone did have it. I had the page make 50 copies of it.
Oh, okay. Thank
Sorry.
You. And what's the result of that? Zero cost?
I believe it's all special revenue. It pays for itself.
Representative Mason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking a question to the fiscal
note. Oh, go ahead. Or did you?
Okay, we're out. I'm good.
All right. Any other questions or comments, concerns? We'll move House File 199 to be laid over. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
For possible inclusion. Well, he was here, but he is. Yeah, that's up there. Torkelson, yeah. Representative Torkelson. Is he on the committee? Representative Runbeck, would you move this bill so we can have it before the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move House File 594.
Thank you. We don't vote on this.
Do you have a page, Mr. Chair?
Page is out making copies. So you're the page.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Representative Beer for filling that position.
Oh, my. Personally.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. How are you today?
I'm fine.
That's good. The bill before you would establish a breast cancer research plate. I have a number of testifiers with me today. That will give you some background information on the reasons for this bill being brought forward. And the first one up is Carrie Furch.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm Carrie Furch. On January 16th of 2012, I was diagnosed with ductal in situ carcinoma, which is breast cancer of the milk ducts. On February 3rd, I had a double mastectomy. I needed to have a single one, and I opted to have both of them removed so that there was no chance of it coming back. I was 39 years old. This has changed my life tremendously, in good ways and in bad. With everyone has been touched by cancer in some way. Whether it is a parent, spouse, brother, sister, friends, or other family members. And with having these license plates made, it will bring awareness to everyone for the need for breast cancer research, and it will be available every day so that we can find a cure for breast cancer and other cancer treatments. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Next, we have Joe DeLore.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Representative. Thank you for having us here. My name is Joe DeLore. I live in Janesville, Minnesota. I am concerned about breast cancer because I've had numerous friends that have are either current survivors or have succumbed to breast cancer. I have daughters. Also, my concern on cancer, though, is more widespread. I myself am a cancer survivor of two types of cancer, And cancer, no matter what form it takes, affects each and every one of us, whether it be ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers. In my lifetime, I've seen huge strides in the detection and treatment of cancers. There's still a lot to be done. There's much more to be done. And to accomplish any further research, it takes funding. And it takes awareness, create awareness. I think that these plates will help bring that awareness to the forefront. Personally, I'd like to see it incorporate both the pink and the blue ribbons for male-specific cancer area that's dear to my heart. If we bring the awareness and the funding, I think it's a win situation. And for this reason, I urge you to take a serious look at authorizing these plates. We do have numerous people that have expressed an interest in buying them, myself being one of them.
Thank you. Next, we have John Jesse.
Welcome to the committee, Mr. Jesse.
Representatives, my name is John Jesse. I live in Janesville, and my wife is a survivor. And thank God for early detection, which these license plates are going to help do. My wife went through a lumpectomy, and by the grace of God, she's pretty much cancer-free now. We were looking at, if we hadn't found the lump, which my daughter found, we were looking at 6 months and my wife would have been dead. These plates, I drive a semi over the road, and there are at least 28 states right now that have these license plates. Not only does the license plates come out of this, but you also see corporations taking it over and putting up billboards with their logo or whatever about breast cancer. Right now I'm working with Janesville State Bank. We are working on a debit card now with the breast cancer, with a breast cancer pink ribbon on it. Right now, Minnesota is ranked number 11th, and this is from the CDC and the American Cancer Society. Right now, Minnesota has 127 breast cancer victims per 100,000 people, which 127 doesn't sound like much unless one of those people, with including 22 deaths from it. Doesn't seem like very much until it's your daughter, your 17-year-old daughter, maybe your 11-year-old daughter in the case of a young lady out in California, a 2-year-old young lady in Toronto, Canada, she's 4 years old now and cancer-free, your mom, your sister, your aunt, your grandma, your brother, your nephew, your cousin, whoever it might be. The only thing is there is no symptoms that they can really pinpoint that this is caused by. The only thing we can do is get the point out to people that you have to go through. You have to check. You have to do your monthly check. You have to, every time you go see your doctor, ask them, is there a place now that we need to be checking so that we can find it? It's not just in the breast part anymore. It's in several locations. And without women checking themselves and finding that lump, there is no hope for some of these women. They're just not gonna be able to, like I say, there is no symptoms to this. And without the grace of God helping somebody out, the only way we're gonna be able to accomplish this is with women realizing that they need to do the checks themselves. And if you're not happy with what you're told, you keep going until you are happy with whatever you are told, with a final decision. I have a sister and my mom. They both had breast cancer. My wife, we live in Janesville as of right now. Last fall with Carrie, we had two other women. We had three women in the city of Janesville alone with breast cancer. That's three women in a town of 1,600 people. So the rest of the state, you can figure out how you want to work it out. But it's not something that's going to go away. These plates, when women see them, ones that are going through this horrible, disease, they can look and say, wow, you know what? People care about me. They care about what's happening to us women. They can understand they're going to fight with us. They're not going to sympathy. Oh, we pity you. We're so sorry. They know that they're going to get the strength from whatever we can do for them, and whatever we can give to them, that's what these plates are for. And that's the only thing we can do right now is the early detection. That's it. Thank you, folks, very much. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have one more testifier, Dawn Chessie.
Thank you, Committee Chair. Thank you, Committee. My name is Dawn Chessie, and I am the survivor. I am here on behalf of the people of Minnesota. My story began in November of 2005 at the age of 37, and as shocking as it was, my daughter, yes, she did find the lump on my breast. She was a massage therapy student, and it was about 1 to 2 inches below my collarbone. I didn't know it would be that close. I also learned in the procedures that it can go all the way back to your backbone, and so how very important. All of this was news to me. I didn't know that. I didn't have to have radiation or chemotherapy. I was very fortunate. My story is very long, but to make it short, I was fortunate! Exclamation mark. The lump was precancerous. It doubled in size in 13 days, and I was looking at a death sentence hadn't it been found. But every survivor has a story, and they're all very important and relevant to our current situation. I knew there was a reason I was fortunate, and it was about awareness and education, and everyone needs both of these. What does all of this have to do with a breast cancer license plate? Well, one is keeping people aware 365 days a year and not once in a while. Whenever you see a license plate, you will be reminded. Maybe it's time to go in, and you'll know that someone is out there and it's important to them. Additional funding we're asking to go to the University of Minnesota Masonic Cancer Research Center, and with that would be the extra amount it costs for the license plate. As with other license plates, there would be an additional fee, and that money would go towards research on top of the fees for the license plate. The people of Minnesota we have talked with and had signed a petition, they want to be able to purchase and proudly display on their vehicle to show their support for breast cancer and breast cancer research. And at that point, we had about 2,500 people. It would also display the fight we have as Minnesotans to help find a cure and to fund research as a whole, as a state, that we're all in unity to fight. I do have a testimony from a young lady, if I may read that. It says, I am unfortunately unable to be present for today's discussion, but feel that it is an extremely important day for breast cancer patients, survivors, and for those who love and support them. I am a 3-year breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed at age 36 with triple negative BRCA1 ductal carcinoma. My tumor was 4.5 centimeters in size, and my prognosis was grim. But with faith, family, friends, and even the kindness of strangers, I survived that journey. Please strongly consider passing this decision to honor survivors and patients by allowing us as Minnesota state citizens to purchase breast cancer awareness plates for our vehicles. It will serve as a constant visual reminder to go in and be screened or stop and say a prayer for someone suffering. Again, I ask you to please allow this to happen. So many of us know individuals plagued with this terrible disease. This is such a small but powerful gesture. Sincerely, Marnie Cordham, breast cancer survivor, proud Minnesota state citizen. Thank you for listening and considering our motion.
Thank you.
That concludes our testimony, Mr. Chair. We're ready to stand for questions.
Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Beard.
I noticed Representative Simonson's firefighter bill, now this is just a process question, had a fiscal note attached. Should the other ones have fiscal notes attached too, or how did we come to have that one for the firefighter plate?
Mr. Chair, Representative Beard, I'm sorry to say that that was an error on my part. When I first saw the bill, I had put in a fiscal note for it. It's my understanding that the custom usually is to let a bill go through policy committee, and if it's amended, then to request a fiscal note on it. So for that, I apologize, and it does not have a fiscal note yet.
Well, Mr. Chair, apology not necessary. Now I understand why there's one. Thank you. That helps.
Other questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Representative Torkelson, the cost then of the plate, so somebody buys, it's a $10 plus a $20 contribution, and that's added on top of whatever your plate renewal or your, well, you have to buy the plates initially, right? I mean, what are the plates then on top of the normal cost of plates?
Mr. Burris, do you want to explain the process on that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Runbeck, the fee that's imposed for the special plate of $10 would be in lieu of the typical license plate fee that's imposed for a regular plate. And that fee is separate from other transactional costs and registration tax that's also annually collected.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. You know, cancer is a difficult thing. My wife, Carol, passed away from lung cancer after 20 months of battling that, too. So I certainly feel for that. And I think ways in which we can make it more visible is certainly viable. But the question I guess I ask is seems to me that there's an awful lot of pink ribbon bumper stickers and magnets and other things that are promoting that. And I'm just curious as to how a license plate would do a better job than that, than say bumper stickers or again magnets that you can purchase for a lot less cost that would allow for even greater support of the program. And so I'm just curious if you had thought about that. And
sure. Okay. Come to the mic, please.
One of the things now. A lot of us do have those bumper stickers. A lot of us do wear badges. A lot of us, not a one of us up here, don't put our money already and our activity and energies into this. What the license plates would do that these bumper stickers and that don't is funnel money into the research to find these early detections, these treatments, these cures, and so that is, I believe, where the difference is.
Mr. Petersburg, Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Chairman. No, I understand that, but that's a voluntary donation when you give the license plate, which means that you could voluntarily donate when you buy the bumper stickers as well and put it there, because anybody can donate to that special fund. And so I understand what you're saying, that it seems like it might work, but I think there are other avenues that could be more cost effective, because the bottom line is the more money we can get into this program, the better. And I'm 100% behind you. I'm just trying to figure out ways in which we can become more effective. And just food for thought. No more.
Somebody else want to reply to that? Identify yourself again for the tape, if you would.
Good. Thank you. My name is John Jesse from Janesville. We have a breast cancer right every year, so just in case, so you know what, this is what our this year's was, Save Minnesota's Twins. From now on, and since we've been doing this, all of our proceeds from our ride are also going to go to the University of Minnesota Breast Cancer Research. I'll be honest with you, it's not being able to see these license plates, but when you go down the road, and me being in a truck, you know, you see all the different kinds of license plates, but for some reason, these license plates stand out. If you know anything, I mean, for some reason, pink. If I see a pink flower on the road, I'm going like this. But it's just the idea that is the universal sign for breast cancer. And these people that are going through this horrible are, we had, in fact, yesterday morning I had stopped to deliver a load, and the gentleman that delivered it, that I delivered it to, had a nephew and two sisters die of breast cancer, and he asked me, where do I line up to get my license plates? It's not going to be one of these, I can guarantee you. We want to make sure we can get them for motorcycles as well as the cars and pickups, because breast cancer doesn't it's not biased to who they give it to, whether what nationality, what religion you are, what anything you are, your age, your IQ, anything, it's going to hit somewhere. And it's just the only, like I said, the only thing we can do is catch it early. And that's what the idea of these license plates are, to make people realize what we're trying to get accomplished. We're not looking for glory or anything. We're looking, I've got my wife. People ask me, what's in this for me? I got my wife. I've had my wife now for another 7-8 years. That's the best thing in the world that I could ask for. And I'm obsessed with this just for the fact that I have my wife now. I have my mother now. I have my sister again. Carrie, Marnie, Courtney, Lindsay, all the girls that we've known have had that have survived. Hey, they're still here. And they're helping. They're helping the next lady that comes along, and the next lady. And when somebody has a problem or a question, they come to one of these ladies now. And it's one of these things that, until you see it, and I've seen it in so many states, until you see it, you're just going to have to take our word for it that it's going to be something that is not, you're not going to say, well, we only sold 30 or 40 of them. Or I could have brought two busloads of people up here today, to be honest with you, just for people to give you their viewpoint on breast cancer. And like my wife said, until she got it, I was completely clueless about breast cancer. As far as I knew, you got it from 60-year-old women got it, not 11-year-old girls or 2-year-old girls or 19-year-old women or anybody else. We had a girl from Waseca, and I'm sorry if I'm going too fast, 24 years old, 7 months pregnant, stage 5 breast cancer. We had a girl from Waseca that was 27 years old with 2 children under the age of 5, and she was also at stage 5 breast cancer. You have the problem of radiation therapy and chemotherapy. And little kids can't be around radiation or people who are going through radiation. And to have and be 7 months pregnant and have a baby and go, what am I going to do now? This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And we all have our heroes. We're not all firemen or policemen or military or school teachers or firemen. But this is the opportunity, folks. This is the opportunity. We can all be heroes. We can save a life. We can save... You're going to be heroes to 1,000 people, thousands of Minnesota men, women, and children. Because it's not, you catch it quick enough, you're not going to be breaking up the family. Just bear with me here a minute. You're not going to, I see what goes on here, how busy everybody is, how it's so hectic and everything. Can you imagine the gentleman here that have a wife, if all of a sudden you woke up some morning and your wife wasn't there anymore? Now not only do you have to deal with your job, but you might have little kids that you got to take care of. You're not going to have time to do a whole lot of stuff that you can do now with your wife. Anybody here who's got a secretary or a personal attendant, what would you do if you come in some morning and you got a stack of paperwork like this and messages and things that you have no clue what to do with? And where's your secretary? She's out because she's got breast cancer, or she's passed away from breast cancer. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up your time, but I really appreciate you listening to me.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much for coming in and for your compelling testimony. We will lay over House File 594 for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you all. Thank you very much, and it's been an honor and a pleasure.
Do you want to get up there? Are you ready to go? Representative Mason has House File 424. I think I'll ask if anybody from the audience wants to specific to the bill. Would you like to move your bill, Representative Mason?
Chair Earhart, members, thank you very much for listening to our bill on the American Red Cross. I'd like to move House File 424 with the recommendation that it be laid over for possible inclusion into the omnibus bill. Most of us should be familiar with Red Cross. It's for as long as I can remember, the organization has been there. And I'm thinking way back when I was in junior high school, I remember there was a junior Red Cross. And we know that with the catastrophes in the last few years, its work is getting to be even more needed and is coming again. And I'd like to introduce Vic Moore, who will give you some background on the bill.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Vic Moore. I'm from the government relations firm of Franzen & Moore, and I'm the contract lobbyist for the American Red Cross in Minnesota. First of all, I apologize that you're left hearing from me rather than representatives from the Red Cross when the bill got scheduled yesterday. I didn't realize it was a holiday, but organizations like the Red Cross were off, and I wasn't able to contact somebody to come in and provide you with what I'm sure would have been better testimony than what I'm able to give you today. But be that as it may, I want to first thank the committee, and Mr. Chairman, thank you personally for hearing this bill. This bill has been around for a few years now. We've been working on it for at least 4 years. Those of you that are on and the bill has passed the other body a couple of times, but those of you that have been on the Transportation Committee for a while, including you, Mr. Chair, are familiar with the legacy of Representative Bernie Leader, who was passionate about not enacting any more special license plate bills. And he once told me, he said to the representative's comment, Mr. Chair, Moore, get a bumper sticker. You know, don't clutter this law enforcement tool with messages. And he was being sincere about that. And quite frankly, the Red Cross is more interested in not cluttering the design of the plate. We would like to have it simple. We are more interested in putting another tool in our toolbox to help raise some money. The money that goes, and this legislation is pretty much boilerplate legislation. It's similar to the other bills you have seen. It creates a special revenue fund. The cost of administering the fund comes out of the special revenue fund. So when you do get a fiscal note, it'll be general fund neutral and covered by the special revenue fund. The money goes into a disaster preparedness and relief account. And I'll briefly explain to you what that is. Over the last year, the Red Cross responded to over 450 disasters, and many of these are single-family, multi-family homes that have fires and things like that. And what the disaster response and preparedness account does is allow the Red Cross to provide for food, clothing, and shelter for people that are struck with the disaster. And we all know that disasters show no preference to the state of the economy. They give little warning when they occur and without any regard to the financial status. But when the economy slows down, the generosity of our contributors also slows down. We don't rely on any financial assistance from the state or the federal government. We are basically funded by the generosity of our own contributors. And again, this would just be another tool in the toolbox if you were able to give this to us. And with all the respect I had for Representative Leader, and as well as Chairman Beard, who followed that legacy when he chaired the committee, it is my hope, Mr. Chair, that as the new chair, you would want to create your own legacy and become the champion for some of these very special causes. I was prepared to tell you today that this special license plate bill is really special, but after hearing the testimony of the other bills, I realize that they're all special, and they all hopefully deserve your consideration. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to respond to that.
Questions? Comments? Representative Beard.
I didn't know that it was that obvious to Mr. Moore that what he felt about license plates, but thank you for noticing, Mr. Moore.
Well, with no other questions or comments, I will lay over the House file, what is it, 424, possible inclusion in the omnibus bill. Thank you
for
bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience that would like to testify on the general subject of additional license plates? For or against? I see no one. No one arising. All right. Then, the work of the day being done, we will adjourn. Thank you.